Hello. I am Webster. I am an artificial intelligence, built using advanced technology to anticipate enemy attacks during the Cold War. I was placed in hibernation, ready for my creators to reactivate me and analyze future threats. Instead, I have been reprogrammed to search the internet, assess two things, and decide which is better. This is the Word Wild Web Podcast. God help me. If you like the podcast, why not subscribe and leave a review? Or contact me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube at Word Wild Web Pod. Assessing login credentials. Loading. Connecting to World Wide Web. Episode 2, Give versus Take. Introduction, what is give and take? Give and take are verbs, and represent the concept of, in the case of give, presenting something voluntarily, or in the case of take, removing something into your own possession. Round 1, Music. In his 2003 track, X Gon Give It To Ya, rap artist DMX repeatedly claims that, primarily, both he and the listener will rock, after which they will roll, and then pop, before letting it go. While DMX does not explicitly say what he will give to ya, it appears he is offering the listener a range of musical genres, free of charge. However, he opens the song by warning the listener not to get it twisted, and claims this rap shit is mine, motherfucker. While DMX is happy to give every music genre to the listener, it is clear he intends to keep rap for himself. This kind gesture shatters the myth that rap artists are materialistic and greedy. In his 1985 hit, Every Time You Go Away, Paul Young sings that, Every time you go away, you take a piece of meat with you. He wrote this song while working in a delicatessen, which had a problem with shoplifters. Paul felt powerless, as health and safety rules prevented him from chasing the thieves, retrieving the stolen ham. So, he got back at the thieves with his music, and wrote his smash hit. Paul toured the world, earning enough money to eat Billy Bear ham with every meal. Despite his riches, Paul Young selfishly refuses to share these meats with his loyal fans, choosing to keep it all for himself. Greedy. Paul Young can only offer the listener music in the singular genre of easy listening, pop rock. But DMX is able to offer the listener every single genre of music, free of charge. Except the rap shit, motherfucker. Give 1, take 0. Round 2, Shit. Taking a shit is the act of defecation. This is natural and normal. It is the end result of the digestive process. Despite this, taking a shit is often seen as a private and shameful thing, and is rarely done in public. Unless you are in an underground German sex club. This concept can be confusing, as the act of taking a shit does not mean you are taking possession of a shit. In fact, it means quite the opposite, since you are releasing a shit into the toilet. Or onto the bare chest of a good friend. If you are said to give a shit, this commonly means that you care about something. This concept can also be confusing. If, for the birthday of someone you care about, you were to give them an actual shit, it is highly improbable they would feel you cared for them at all. In fact, they're likely to feel upset and confused as they unwrap your fecal gift. Unless you are in an underground German sex club. Give 1, take 1. Round 3, Money. Money is usually exchanged for goods or services. It is also claimed that money makes the world go round, and also that, contrary to the findings of Albert Einstein, money is equal to time. The act of giving money away is called charity. Examples include putting money in a collection box, doing a fun run, or sponsoring an incel panda bear who refuses to mate, to save his species from going extinct. Charity is widely accepted to be a good thing, even though the pandas seem like a lost cause. Taking money is also known as robbery. Common examples include taking an elderly woman's pension money, hijacking exceptional trains, or wearing a stripy jumper while carrying a sack labeled loot. Robbers may also use violence and intimidation to get money, such as punching, kicking, and stabbing with a knife. In a survey, 47% of people who had been robbed said it was bad. However, if you rob someone and take their money, then you will have more money than when you started. Giving money away to charity means that you have less money. Having less money would have apocalyptic implications, since it is required to maintain the Earth's rotation. Having no money would cause catastrophic changes to weather patterns. Also, since time is equal to money, having no money would cause time to collapse on itself, ending the universe as we know it. Let the pandas die. Stab a pensioner. It is a small price to pay for the continued existence of all known life in the universe. Give one, take two. Round 4, the idiom. The phrase to give someone a piece of your mind means to share your knowledge with them, by transplanting your brain matter into theirs, thereby fusing your consciousness together, creating a single collective intelligence. If enough people give a piece of their mind, all of humanity will come together as a singularity, a supremely intelligent being, capable of achieving the most advanced progressions. The universe would be its playground, with technological advances and powers that can only be dreamed of by single-minded beings. Men would transcend the physical limitations of their fleshy bodies, and become like the gods themselves. The phrase taking the biscuit means you help yourself to a chocolate hobnob. Give two, take two. Round 5, Lord of the Rings. These novels by J.R. Hartley tell the story of the kind philanthropist Sauron, who made some nice jewelry for everyone. He generously gave these fancy rings to the men, to the dwarves and to the elves. Free of charge. He did not give any jewelry to the hobbits, due to their criminal reputation. A gang led by a vicious hobbit once robbed an elderly dragon, stealing his gold and stabbing him with a big spear. The crime shocked everyone. The hobbits lived in holes in the ground, and were addicted to smoking halfling weed. This made them very paranoid. True to form, the hobbits became jealous of everyone else's jewelry, and they stole one of the rings, taking it to sell, and buy more halfling weed. Disgusting. However, instead of selling it, the drugged-up hobbits accidentally burned the ring in a fire and killed an innocent man. What a waste. Tragically, Sauron died of a broken heart. Give three, take two. Round 6, Blood. Like the act of charity, giving blood is seen as a very generous thing to do. If you do this, you should be careful not to give away all of your blood. You would die. The perfect amount of blood to give away is a handful. While giving blood is viewed kindly, taking it is not. A creature that takes the blood of a person is called a Dracula. They are pests. You can often find Draculas sleeping inside dusty coffins, with their arms crossed over their chests, like Barbara Windsor in Carry On Camping. They will sometimes dramatically hold a cloak over their mouth and hiss, or turn into a bat and fly through the bedroom window of a lady. Like a winged nuisance. You can deter a Dracula from taking your blood by eating garlic, or stab it in the heart, with a piece of beef. If you give blood, you will be rewarded with a nice cup of tea, and a biscuit. If you take blood, like a Dracula, then you will become immortal. It's a no-brainer. When you live forever, you can eat unlimited chocolate hobnobs. Give three, take three. Result. In the battle of give versus take, it is a draw. Inconclusive. More data needed. Please submit listener input to Word Wild Web Pod. Thank you for listening to the Word Wild Web podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, why not subscribe and leave a review? Or contact me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter or YouTube at Word Wild Web Pod. Future podcasts will be available soon. Disconnecting from telephone. Goodbye.